It is 7 minutes after the hour. It is time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this New Year's Eve for 2020, this 31st day of December. In the news today, the first manual mountain snowpack reading of the season has showed a slow start with the late December storms, not enough to offset California's dry fall, but it still is early. The readings were taken yesterday at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe. The measurements found 30.5 inches of snow with a water content of 10.5 inches, which equates to about 93% of average to date, and 42% of the April 1st average. Now that's the key date when the snowpack is typically at its peak. The Department of Water Resources automated sensor network on 260 snow courses statewide found the snow water content to be 52% of average to date. Now, Department of Water Resource officials say we still have several months left to bring us up to average, but we should prepare now for extended dry conditions. Fall 2020 has been extremely dry, especially in the Sierra Nevada, and comes on the heels of last year's below average snow and rainfall. Wednesday's survey brought a first glimpse of how the state's snowpack is shaping up, but again, there's still a lot of winter still ahead, with two of the three typically wettest months still to come.
With most of California under stay-at-home orders, New Year's Eve 2020 may look noticeably different than years past. This year more than ever, the safest New Year's Eve, one spent at home. To encourage safe travel for those who are on the road, CHP will enact a max enforcement period 6:01 tonight through 11:59 Sunday. To help bolster its holiday traffic safety efforts, CHP is partnering with the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration and Western State Traffic Safety Coalition for the Drive High, Get a DUI campaign. During last year's New Year's Eve max enforcement, CHP made 491 arrests for driving under the influence. For daily max enforcement updates and other valuable traffic safety related info, follow CHP on Twitter. And you don't have to have a Twitter account to view the CHP site.
Well, citing the desire to keep students in the classroom during the time of COVID-19, the state of California is planning to increase testing for school staff and students while boosting funding for in-person learning and require all students to wear masks. Educators are also included in the next round of vaccines that will soon be dispersed. The new school guidance was announced on Wednesday morning during a press conference hosted by Governor Gavin Newsom and State Superintendent of Schools Tony Thurmond. The plan will propose for immediate action in January with $2 billion for the safe return of schools beginning in February, with a priority for returning the youngest children, then returning other grade levels to in-person instruction through the spring. To further ensure health and safety in the classroom, the state will support frequent COVID-19 testing for all school staff and students, including weekly testing at schools in communities with the highest rates of transmission. The new plan also calls for transparency and accountability. A state dashboard will enable all Californians to see their school's reopening status, level of available funding, and data on in-school transmissions.
Although the region's small businesses are being hit hard by the rise in COVID-19 cases and resulting restrictions, economic relief on the way. On Wednesday, California's Office of the Small Business Advocate began accepting applications for the first round of the Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program. Governor Newsom and the state legislature announced the funding for the program November 30th, which includes an allocation of $500 million for small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the pandemic. According to the governor, quote, "This grant program isn't the end, it's the beginning. It's a bridge to help the millions of Californians whose dreams and livelihoods are now on the line as we work with the state legislature to create additional support." Well, the program will provide grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000. Instead of being awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, the grants will be awarded following each round of applications. The first round ends at the end of the day, January 8th. Details for the second round will be announced soon. For details, visit the Amador County Chamber of Commerce online at amadorchamber.com.
And the City of Ione, pleased to announce the appointment of Jeff Arnold to the position of Chief of Police. Arnold will officially assume the role tomorrow. Jeff has been with the Ione Police Department since August of 2005 and had previously been with the Sutter Creek Police Department beginning in 1998. Also, a big congratulations goes out to Ione Police Chief Tracy Busby, who is retiring at the end of the day today. His professionalism and treatment towards the citizens of Ione and residents of Amador County have been greatly appreciated by all. So again, congratulations to Jeff, and a big congratulations again to Tracy on his retirement as Ione Chief of Police.
Well, the Calaveras Board of Supervisors have appointed an Interim Director of Public Works and an Interim Director of the Health and Human Service Agency. The appointments came following resignations of Public Works Director Joshua Pack, who's taken a job as Public Works Director for Butte County, and Health and Human Service Agency Director Kristen Stranger, who took a position in Los Angeles County. Well, in a unanimous vote, the board appointed Robert Patchinger as Interim Director of Public Works and Samuel Leach, Interim Director of Health and Human Services. Patchinger has been with Calaveras County over 30 years, and in addition to his new role as Interim Director, he also serves as the County Surveyor and Deputy Director of Public Works. Leach has been the county's Chief Probation Officer since 2014. He and Kristen Stranger had worked closely together on projects, meshing the criminal justice system with behavioral health interests, and he also worked closely with other department supervisors within Health and Human Services. The process of recruiting new department heads expected to take between 2 and 3 months.
And if you just remodeled a deck and you're ready to haul that treated wood to the dump, well, starting tomorrow, there will be a limit on how much and fewer waste facility options. TWW, or treated wood waste, is wood that's been treated with chemical preservatives to protect against insects and decay. Beginning the first of the year, a new California law will require all hazardous treated wood waste in California to be stored and treated as hazardous waste and transported to Class 1 hazardous waste landfills for disposal. Amador County officials say that change will impact its operations at the Buena Vista and Pine Grove transfer stations. Calaveras officials say that the treated wood waste will only be accepted at the Rock Creek landfill. Both counties will only accept a half a cubic yard of residentially generated wood per resident per calendar year. No TWW will be accepted from commercial and or business generators. Now, treated wood waste includes, but is not limited to, fence posts, sill plates, landscape lumbers, decking, railroad ties, and lumber used in ground to define lawn and garden areas, etc. It is also recommended that you call local waste facilities to find out whether they take treated waste wood after the first of the year. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country. Thursday, New Year's Eve for 2020. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.